This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The defensive performance that you guys had, especially in that fourth quarter, what were you guys saying to one another when, you know, they kept getting the ball back?
Obviously, we got to respond. Anytime we have turnovers or a sudden change and the offense has some momentum, we got to take it away fast. Whether it's creating negative plays on first or second down, and once it comes to third down, getting off the field. I know a few times today, obviously going for it on fourth down as well. Playing four downs of football and try to create negative plays, and I think we did that. And we got a big turnover by Trey. Got pressure in Herbert's face. So overall, I thought we played really well in that fourth quarter, and it was great to see us respond how we did.
What did you learn from today's win?
60 minutes of football, obviously. I mean, we know that's a thing. Every single week, no matter who you play, any given Sunday to give a bad quote, but you know, we have to play 60 minutes of football and be able to respond to negative situations. So I think for us going back, we still have to create more turnovers and get the ball out. I think we only had one today. So emphasis for us, as Coach always talks about the ball, we got to get the ball out more often, whether it's trying to punch, get strips, sack fumbles, or get some more hands on the balls down the field.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, AJ, it's Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. It seemed like you really gave their running backs a rough time today on their blitz pickups. You were beating them regularly. Just kind of how much fun are you having, you know, kind of being an attack man on the blitz? And just why did that work so well repeatedly?
Well, these last few weeks, coaches obviously put together a game plan where we want to bring pressure and be attack oriented. So anytime I get my number called, I try to think about making a play. I know there's a few times today that the running backs got the better of me. I think there was a third and 10 early in the game where I came off the edge. I'm blitzing, but I still have to grab the back. If he releases and he kind of stuttered and went, that's one I wish I could get back. But I think for me, by any means necessary, whether it's jumping over a cut block, using hands to get off blocks and try to get to the quarterback the best I can. And I think that's something that in my mind, I've been trying to improve in my game, and I'm glad to see that it's starting to pay off, that work is starting to pay off.
And then lastly, for me, if I can recall, one of the real key plays, I think it was a third and one deep at the maybe your own 4-yard line. They ran some sort of a pitch or wide run.
Yeah.
And you chased it down. Just kind of describe walk us through what you're seeing on that play and how you were able to break free.
Playing a single high man and backs in the pistol. And we knew that one of their go-to plays and got to have situations is their speed option out the backside. So I was actually walked up in the B gap pretty good. And I was lucky enough that tackle couldn't pin me. And Mario, who was playing our right defensive end, did a great job slowing down the quarterback and made him pitch it, which gave me time to run it down. But that was a great job by Mario. If Mario wouldn't have done what he did, I don't know if I made that play.
Thank you.
Hi, AJ. This is Tim Graham from The Athletic. Apologize for no video here. I'm using my phone.
You're fine.
I wanted to see what your thoughts were on the way you've been deployed over the past 3-4 games compared to earlier in the season, and just how you would describe the way what your objectives were coming into the game from a game plan standpoint, and how they've changed.
I wouldn't say necessarily like much has changed from early on in the season. I know we haven't played our best football, but now we're starting to stack them with pressures and turnovers, and we're doing a better job defensively overall. But for me, I feel like I'm just playing more free and faster and reacting. I'm not thinking as much. Obviously, having playing now Will linebacker, but the rest of my career I've always played Mike. So that adjustment, I'm not making any excuses for early in the season in my play. But I just feel like I'm playing fast and trying to run around and make plays. And I think the less I'm thinking, the more I'm reacting and just playing football, trying to have fun, the better I play.
How aware are you of what people think of your play, say, 7 weeks into the season?
Not aware. Like, I mean, I think I had that question a few weeks ago. For me, I know the type of player that I am. I know what to expect from myself, and I know what this defense expects from me. I hold myself to a high standard. So for me, outside noise or whatever anybody else says about me really doesn't faze me. I don't look into stuff. I don't read articles. For me, I'm my own worst critic. So for me, it's just constant improvement and moving forward. I don't have time to listen to outside noise. I mean, we're on a mission here, and I'm just doing my best to accomplish that goal.
Might you start looking at some articles now? Because I think the noise would probably feel pretty good right about now based on the way you've been playing.
Well, again, I really don't care, to be honest. Again, I play this game for the love of it and obviously for my children. And for me, it's something that I love to do. So for me, whether people like me or dislike me, I'm not going to let people, whether it's positive or negative, affect my emotion or affect my work ethic or how I go out to prepare. So, and there's going to be ups and downs week to week. There'll be good games and bad games, but you can't allow the ups and downs throughout a season to snowball. And especially the downs, obviously you can't allow downs to snowball. So trying to keep that even keel and continue to work towards our ultimate goal.
And last question for me, AJ, and I appreciate your time. To not only be winning, but to be making plays, the fun type of plays, tackles for losses, sacks, fumbles, you know, getting in on the fun stuff. It's not just, you know, it's one thing to do your job effectively, but how much do you allow yourself, like you say, you got to monitor the ups and downs, but how much do you allow yourself to enjoy how much fun this must be for you right now?
Well, I think there's things that we talk about as a linebacker group, our objectives every week going in, and obviously want to make plays, but the overall objective and goal is to have fun. And when you have fun, those plays come. And I think we're starting to see the results of that.
Thank you so much, AJ.
I appreciate it.
AJ, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. Actually, I was the guy that asked you about that performance question. Tim kind of got me he beat me to it. I was going to ask you a very similar question, but you gave a great response, so I appreciate that. I did want to ask you, though, about obviously when you came here, you had a familiarity with Sean's defense, but things have changed. You guys have been apart for a while. So how much different was your role coming here versus, you know, maybe what it had been before in his defense? And do you feel like you have hit a comfort zone or maybe hit your stride in your particular role right now?
Yeah, I touched on it earlier. When I was with Sean back in Carolina, I played outside Sam linebacker in base defense. And then I was backing up Luke at the Mike linebacker. So I think there's only one time that I necessarily played Will when Thomas Davis had gotten hurt and played and started at Will linebacker. So, and then I left to New Orleans, I was playing Mike the entire time. So yeah, I've never played Will where I'm playing at now, but I do have a comfort level over these last few games, and it took me a little while to, like I said, settle in and just play more free. So yeah, there's a comfort level that's coming that I haven't necessarily had in the past, but that's what this league is. You have to be able to adjust, and that's one thing I've always prided myself on, is being able to play multiple positions. So whether I'm playing Sam, Mike, or Will, I have to be able to adjust and put my best foot forward.
That leads into my next question. Micah said it pained him to say it about an Iowa State guy, but he thought you might be one of the smartest teammates that he's ever had. that football intelligence, you know, where's that come from, and how have you utilized that this year?
Well, I'll go back all the way to when I was in college. My college coach, Wally Burnham, really taught me how to study film and taught me how and what to look for and how to play the game. And he was tough on me, and he made me a lot better player. And then that transition, even when I was in Carolina with McDermott under his system, he expects everybody to have a knowledge of the defense, how not only just a knowledge of the defense that you're playing, but how teams are going to attack you, formation recognition, and all your assignments. I mean, as a linebacker, you have to know what the entire defense is doing, not just your job. So, I'll throw Al Holcomb in there as well, my linebacker coach when I was in Carolina, and even with Dennis Allen and Coach Nolan in the Saints. I mean, I think I've started to every single year, I think you have to continue to grow and have that growth mindset to continue to perform. Like I said, you can't be complacent with where you're at. You have to continually grow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.